it's time to welcome Steel City Shakespeare with us. The artistic director, Jeffrey Chips, is here.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along today. Yeah,
and thanks. Nice to be here.
We'll talk about the show in just a moment, but let's meet our other actors, starting with you, Brittany. Good morning.
Good morning.
And this is Brittany Barra.
Yes.
And tell me a bit about yourself, where you're from, and your background in general.
Yeah. I actually grew up in Dallas, Texas. And my husband and I moved here to Pittsburgh almost 2 years ago for me to start a master's program at Pitt in performance pedagogy. So we had been in New York City before we moved here. So I just graduated. So I'm a performer, but I also teach acting, voice, and movement.
Now, can you explain what it's performance pedagogy?
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit about what that is?
So pedagogy is essentially the theory of teaching. So it was a 2-year program specifically about how to teach performance for actors. So I learned and I practiced and did a lot of teaching of general acting techniques. I'm specializing in Linklater voice work. So I'm still working on that designation as well.
That's interesting. What did you call that? Linklater.
It's a voice technique that was started by Kristen Linklater, hence Linklater voice method.
I'm thinking Link? Later, it must be animation gets,
added. So it's voice work for actors. So it's not singing technique. It is more about breathing and releasing physical tension to access emotional impulse.
That's great. Yeah. I think teaching is one such profession, but so is acting, where we all see actors. You know, everybody can kind of identify with an actor or see an actor from films or plays. We all think about teachers because, you know, we've all experienced teachers pretty much. And you wonder about how actors learn their craft and how to act. And it seems like there's lots of different ways to do that. And
indeed,
it is probably a really rich field of study. To look at. Well, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I only have one other question for you.
Sure.
You mentioned in your geographic resume both New York City and Dallas, yet you are accentless. Is that part of your training? Or?
I can't say that it was purposeful. Neither of my parents grew up in Texas, so I did not have a really hard Southern accent in the house. I would like to think that's probably why, although I go home and now I hear it in my family who still live there. So maybe it is just me. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, welcome.
That comes out in the show, too.
Oh, that it does.
That's Brittany Barra. And now our other actor that's here today is Sarah Carlton. Did I get that right?
That's right.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Beaver County, actually, and always loved performing. But then, like Brittany, I also have a background in education, so I studied that first and taught for a while and have taught in a variety of places and continue to do that as a teaching artist. And then went to grad school in Louisville, Kentucky, and got my MFA in performance. So now I do a combination of education and performance myself.
Excellent. Where have you taught?
Oh my goodness, all over. I have taught in schools, but also I work now for the Pittsburgh Public Theater as a teaching artist for their Shakespeare competition, so I do that. Sort of in a teaching capacity, I work for Pittsburgh's University of Pittsburgh's Medical School, doing their standardized patient work. So that's also kind of education-based and help train their standardized patients.
Help me understand that a little more. Is that to help with bedside manner?
Exactly, yeah. It's to help people in the medical field to practice their communication skills. So I get to combine both education and performance and helping people that you will meet if you are ever in a hospital.
That's terrific. That's Sarah Carlton. And she and Brittany are going to do a scene from As You Like It. If you're just joining us, Steel City Shakespeare is here with us today. But before they do that scene, you should know that the production debuts today in Troy Hill. And it's kind of a neat way to see theater. It's pay what you can, and it's open at Troy Hill Citizens Park. And representing Troy Hill Citizens, Inc. is Sam Morris. Hey, Sam.
Good morning. How's it going today?
Good, thanks. Some folks know Troy Hill very well. Some know it as, oh, yeah, if you go beyond the Penn Brewery, you're there. Some folks don't know it at all. Do you want to talk just a little bit about Troy Hill and what's there and why you're hosting a Shakespeare production again?
Yeah. I mean, like Brittany, I'm not originally from the Pittsburgh area, but I first settled down in Troy Hill a few years ago. And it really spoke to me because it's a small-time community that feels like you know your neighbors. Very much along the lines of the Mr. Rogers, get to know your neighbors, because we're atop a hill there, just kind of plateau, isolated by ourselves. So it's a destination, and you get to know everybody around you. But it's also it's a great location for accessing downtown, the Strip District, Lawrenceville, and I think that kind of plays into what our branding is for Troy Hill Citizens, where we try to get community together, and this is a great opportunity. So Jeff approached us a few years ago to have a partnership for them to come up to Troy Hill to put on multiple shows, and this year will be our third year continuing that partnership.
Well, that's terrific. Where were you raised?
I am from Boston originally.
Excellent. Another man that's overcome his accent.
Boston accents, you know, just, you get rid of them sometimes.
I was there for my undergrad, so I know that well.
Oh, yeah, they're wicked good. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have you with us. Now, it opens, showtimes are all 3 o'clock, and that's a great time of the day. It won't be too hot. It's perfect to grab lunch somewhere, then catch the show, or catch the show and grab dinner, maybe in collaboration with the Arts Festival this weekend. The show is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and then the 16th and Father's Day, the 17th, Saturday and Sunday, 3 o'clock at Troy Hill Citizens Park. And we're fortunate to have Sarah and Brittany share a scene with us. And Jeff, is there anything we need to know? I vaguely, As You Like It takes place in a forest, right?
Yeah, mostly in a forest, yeah. But there, it begins in a court. It doesn't really say where, but it's in the court. And there's been a big political upheaval. And there was a duke who we only know as Duke Senior, who has been supplanted by his younger brother, Duke Frederick. And that kind of sets the scape for the beginning of the play. And also what has happened in the recent past is Orlando, who's played by Brittany here, is that Orlando's father, Sir Roland, has recently passed away. And Orlando's older brother, Oliver, has disinherited Orlando from his father's will. So the Duke Senior has been banished to the Forest of Arden. Rosalind, who's played by Sarah, is the Duke Senior's daughter, but she's still at the court. She becomes banished. Orlando actually escapes the court because Oliver is plotting to kill him. They are all in the forest. My gosh, is this a complicated plot? They have fallen in love, and Rosalind has disguised herself as a male, played a male called Ganymede, and has met Orlando in the Forest of Arden, and has said, well, if you're in love with Rosalind so much, how about you pretend that I am Rosalind, and I will teach you how to love and how to overcome your lovesickness. And this is... this is their second meeting in the forest, where they're kind of having their lesson in overcoming the lovesickness and learning how to be a better lover.
And it's Rosalind pretending to be a guy who's pretending to be Rosalind.
Yes. If you can.
I'm there. I'm there.
Good, yeah.
and comedy prevails.
Yes.
Indeed.
Here we go.
Good day and happiness, dear Rosalind.
Why, how now, Orlando? Where have you been all this while? You, a lover? And you serve me such another trick, never come in my sight more.
My fair Rosalind, I come within an hour of my promise.
Oh, break an hour's promise in love. He that will divide a minute into a thousand parts and break but a part of the thousand part of a minute in the affairs of love, it may be said of him that Cupid hath clapped him o'er the shoulder, but I'll warrant him heart whole.
Pardon me, dear Rosalind.
Nay, and you be so tardy, come no more in my sight. I had as lief be wooed of a snail.
Of a snail?
Aye, of a snail. For though he comes slowly, he carries his house on his head. A better jointure, I think, than you make a woman. Besides, he brings his destiny with him. But come, woo me. Woo me, for now I am in a holiday humor and like enough to consent. What would you say to me now, and I were your very, very Rosalind?
I would kiss before I spoke.
Nay, you were better speak first, and when you were graveled for lack of matter, you may take occasion to kiss. Very good orators, when they are out, they will spit. And for lovers lacking, God warn us, matter the cleanliest shift is to kiss.
How if the kiss be denied?
Then she puts you to entreaty, and there begins new matter.
Who could be out being before his beloved mistress?
Oh, Mary, that should you, if I were your mistress, or I should think my honesty ranker than my wit.
What, of my suit?
Not out of your apparel, and yet out of your suit. Am not I your Rosalind?
I take some joy to say you are, because I would be talking of her.
Well, in her person, I say, I will not have you.
Then in mine own person, I die.
Oh, no, faith, die by attorney. The poor world is almost 6,000 years old, and in all this time, there is not any man died in his own person, vittleset in a love cause. Troilus had his brains dashed out with a Grecian club, yet he did what he could to die before, and he is one of the patterns of love. But these are all lies. Men have died from time to time, and worms have eaten them, but not for love.
I would not have my right Rosalind of this mind, for I protest her frown might kill me.
By this hand, oh, it will not kill a fly. But come. Now I will be your Rosalind in a more coming-on disposition, and ask me what you will, I will grant it.
Then love me, Rosalind.
Yes, faith will I, Fridays and Saturdays and all.
And wilt thou have me?
Aye, and 20 such.
What sayest thou?
Are you not good?
I hope so.
Why, then, can one desire too much of a good thing? Come, sister, you shall be the priest and marry us.
There, you have a scene giving you an idea of what's going to happen when you stop up the Troy Hill, either today or tomorrow. That was fun to listen to the two of you. As You Like It, today and tomorrow, 3 o'clock, taking place at Troy Hill Citizens Park, June 9th, June 10th, today, tomorrow, and then next weekend, June 16th and June 17th from Steel City Shakespeare. Jeff, anything else?
Oh, yeah, and we have a third weekend as well. I didn't want that to go. Yes, so we will be in Fineview June 23rd and 24th. It's another community we've been partnering with for a few years that we last performed 7 Voyages of Sinbad there in October. And we'll be performing there, yeah, the 23rd, the 24th, also at 3 o'clock. On the 23rd, we're doing a special performance. It's open to the public, but the performance will be for the families participating in the Hello Neighbor program that's focused on teaming refugee families in Pittsburgh with local families and helping them kind of settle into their new home. And we also, next Saturday, will be performing at the Schumann Juvenile Detention Center. And that'll be in the morning, and then we'll be performing at Troy Hill in the afternoon. So, yeah, I didn't want those other performances to go unmentioned.
Well, I'm glad. And what's the best way for people to keep track and up to date with Steel City Shakespeare is up to?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and just go to our website, steelcityshakespeare.com, or email steelcityshakespeare@gmail.com.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
Thank you all
Thank you.
For being here today. And best of luck with today's opening.